The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being there. Thank you for tuning in, spending a part of your day listening to me talk about spirituality. Of course, we dabble from time to time into philosophy, and this is what life is all about. So today we talk, like we always do, about spirituality and how we could raise you to a higher level of consciousness. No, let me correct that. We can point you to the path that leads to your higher level of consciousness. Nobody could do what you don't want to do. And until you're ready or desire to do such a thing, you've got the ability to stand up and change everything about your life. Just remember, the brain is just the interpreter of the mind, and the mind is the God, the energy that we talk about. This makes us all gods, and a lot of people don't want to hear that. However, as we live our lives and we go through and we go experience what our minds tell us to do, unfortunately, it sometimes winds us up in a bad place, not as bad as hell. So what we want to talk about today is how come nobody can find this hell when they talk about this NDE, near life death experience. Most of them will come back and tell you of a wonderful place that they've experienced and how they made a conscious decision, some of them, to come back, and others were forced to come back because their duty was not completed. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Again, we're raising you to a higher level of consciousness, knowing that you are much a part of a bigger plan. You thought life was just this and the body, just you. There's a lot more that's involved. Our time here represents a vacation that we're taking, and we should get the experience of it. Don't worry so much about what's happening in this life, because you're only here for a short while, but you spend eternity in the other place. Now, a lot of us has been told, a lot of people has been told that after this life, there's a choice of heaven or hell. Well, let me be the first to say there is no such thing as hell, even though of all the religions, and I said this last week, there is only one devil, but I've never heard anybody come back from NDE, which is what is known as near-life death experience, and talk about having met the devil and had drinks with them and partied. Nope, they talk about the other life, which is the soul or the spirit will move on to, and you live completely in love or bliss or greatness. That's always been the experience of those who had a NDE, near life death experience. But I haven't been there. I haven't done that. I've done my meditation and understand a lot about what happens after the soul leaves the body and they move on to that realm. You will be greeted with the ancestors that you've had, every single one of them. You will be greeted with all the people and still in contact with the ones that are here, because on that side, without the body, you have a full view of what happens all the time in our existence in this planet. The energy that we possess, and we call that as God, or you're an essence of God, a tentacle, if you want to call it, you're part of all of it. You're connected to it. So the life that we're living here may not be what we're expecting. Probably we don't know our purpose, or we think it should be different, but be mindful and please don't forget this. You did choose this life. You chose and you made a conscious decision to be where you are today. You decided on what you wanted to do at some other level. So you're here and you're living life and you're worried about things. And something I need to say right off the jump, please don't spend any of this time wasting worrying about what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to get done. It's almost as if you're a part of a play and you're acting a part and you're doing that. When this is over and you return, the body will get old and it will expire, break down, get a disease or whatever it is, and you will lay it down and you will move on. This is what we talk about. It's hard to imagine. We're told we're going to go to the bad place if we choose the bad decisions. We're constantly being told, we're constantly being told to try to live to a higher standard and do better, as if we're flawed, as if there's something wrong with us. That is not the case. You are human beings. You are perfect as you are. Where you're standing today, of course, was a decision you had made somewhere down the road. But at a conscious level, some higher conscious level, you did choose this life. When you go home, it'll be a party. When I say welcome home, I'm saying bringing you back, connecting you back to the spiritual sense, the soul, if you want to call it that. Wake up and take what's rightfully yours. You can experience that wonderful afterlife or near-death experience, NDE. You can experience that now in this life. Some people, and if you're listening, you probably have had an out-of-body experience where you actually stand away from your body and you could see it. Maybe you've had a trauma. And by the way, if you've had a trauma or if you've experienced any of these things, you are now a wonderful teacher because you can teach others how to go through this. Meaning, if you were, let's say, a recovering alcoholic and you have passed through it, you'll be the best teacher to teach somebody else who's going through that how to navigate their way out, or drugs, or bad anything. You're a wonderful teacher, so don't let that talent go to waste. There's people out there relying on you, or that you could aid to find a path of righteousness for that sake. Coming into this reality is an honor to have this life, to live it to the fullest. You did come in without fear of anything, and do not fear dying. You're going home. The suffering that we talk about all the time is what we've brought in to ourselves. Like I said, the brain is only the interpreter of what the mind is thinking about. And it puts it into action. It makes you lift your hand or go for a walk or eat bad food, however you do it, or drink alcohol, I don't know. It's a decision that you've made, but you have this ability to create anything you want. When you showed up here, you had that, all that talent with you. Some people were misled or guided in the wrong directions and whatever. A lot of people, a lot of us will get sick simply because we're holding back or oppressing our true selves. And we call it maybe guilt, or you feel bad about not experiencing or expressing who you truly are. Wake up. Wake up a little bit. The life that you're living here, the life is for the living. And you did choose to come here to live it. So do that. Worrying about what others may think or seeing how you act or how you fit in You're wasting valuable time. When you return to the all that there is, to the heavens, to life as it was long before you became the body, you will reunite with everybody you've met. You will remember every decision that you've made. You will remember everything about the existence of being human being. Wake up. Wake up and realize there's a lot more to us being here than is being talked about, or that you may have experienced, or however, you're just not familiar with it, but there's a lot more to it. You're seeing the tip of the iceberg, and the mass piece of it is underneath the ocean. In our case, it's up there or wherever it is. There is no here or there. It's all now. Wake up. Our lives that we're living as human beings, we're only experiencing the tip, the tiny little tip of the iceberg. And you can only imagine what's underneath or above. And we're all connected to everything. Every single one of us, we're connected. Every thought you'll remember, all the friends you've had for many, many, many lives, you will reunite with. That golden life that lives, it's yours, that exists. Don't spend all the time just focusing on what's now. Experience all of it. This is why we talk about spirituality. People say to me all the time, or a lot, why is it so important for us to realize or wake up? Simply because we're walking in the dark and there's so much more to experience than that. Wake up to that reality. So welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being there. I needed to get that out there. It's different than our typical monologue, what we usually do. But I want you to know that the God that exists is you. You are greater than all of it. You live. You have the ability. You choose to be here. Enjoy the time that you're here, live it, and do well with it. Wake up. Welcome to the show. I want to say hello and welcome to all the longtime listeners, as well as our new listeners from people from all around the world. Thank you for participating in this show. And I appreciate all the information that you put on the email for me from time to time. It's Barrington Awaken. If you wanted to drop us a line, I would really love to hear from you. I do try my best to send out answers to all the questions I get, or the comments, or whatever you make. I respond to them as best as I can. So you can send to awaken, AWAKEN, 1308 at gmail.com, addressed to Barrington, simply because it's who I am. We have the website. We've talked about it many times. If you wanted to go check it out there, it's HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Thank you for being there, and I appreciate it. To everybody, I want you to welcome home. Okay, I had to go into that, and I had to talk about a little bit of it because it was on the tip of my head, and I figured if I didn't get it out there, I would have forgotten some of it. I wanted to specifically say the brain is just the interpreter of the mind. It's what you're thinking. If you physically need to change anything about you, address it to the mind. If you need to change anything about you, maybe your walk, your talk, your speech, your education, your addictions, address it to the mind. And the minute you send that message to the mind, it'll be reciprocated. Oh, sorry, the brain will definitely interpret it for you and let the body act accordingly. That's its job. You will not miss out. If you lose a loved one, do not, you have to miss them, because that's what we do as human beings, but you are going to reunite. You will see them again. And like you have many times, you'll see your best friends for many, 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 many generations, many, many, many lives that you've traveled together. And I have said to you in the past, souls generally travel together. So you do have your cluster, your group, your posse, if you want to call it, of friends on the other side. And they're maybe here with you, you just don't recognize them, but they will definitely be, you definitely will reunite with them. Thank you much. We're going to check to see if we have any emails, and then we could get back into our show. Go ahead there, sir.
Yeah, we just have two right now. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Please feel free to write to us right now with a comment, a thought process, a question. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Sheila wrote in and says, when we go away then from this world and we meet all the people that passed before us, will that include enemies and ex-spouses? Okay, that's from Sheila. And Carol says, Barrington, if you do not believe in what we call hell, have you ever told anyone to go there, like to go to hell? That's from Carol. And back to you.
Carol, that's easy. Probably. It's, you know, it's a typical cuss word. Like when somebody flips you off, somebody cuts you off on the road, you definitely flip them off because you're reacting to that moment. But at some point in my life, yeah, I believe there was a hell and we would go there if we didn't follow certain rules or guidelines. But as I've traveled the journey down the path that I'm on, I realized there's no need for either to tell somebody to go there or to fear it. Definitely to fear it, because it does not exist. So have I said that? Probably. I haven't kept track of everything that I've said, and it's typically not what I would say, though. But again, it'd be hard. I don't know. That's the very real part of, did I say that? Could I have said that? I'm not sure. But there is no such place. And if there was, I would love for somebody to come back and tell me what the devil looks like, because I've always been curious. Sheila, am I going to see my enemies and my ex-spouses and partners? You will. And here's an interesting thing, and I wanted to say this. I did a past life regression many years ago, and I found out that the lady that I was married to in this life was former a mother of mine. And my assistant that worked in my office for 24 years, she worked for me, I found out that she was a younger sister of mine, and so on and so forth. So the people that are around you, and they're playing many different roles in your life, an uncle, a bad uncle, a good uncle, all that stuff, you're somehow connected to them. And in this role, you could have been the mother or the daughter or the father or the bad neighbor or whatever the case may be. You're doing something together. What lessons are you getting from that ex-spouse or that enemy? Well, on the other side, let me just address that right away. On the other side, there's no such thing. The evil that we see here on this planet today was taught and learned or picked up on here. And when we're through here, everything gets left behind, as if it's in the jacket, in your pockets. You know, once you take off that jacket and you hang it up, that stink will go away. So when you return on the other side, no, there is not going to, your ex-partner is going to be there, but you'll be excited and glad to see them. I know right now it might not sound like what you want to hear, but you'll be excited because you've been friends prior to this life and they were somebody else in your other life. The example I've always used is if you get a bucket of tennis balls, for example, and you go to the head of the river and you throw it into the river and you drive down to the end of the river, you'll see that they all show up together. The group travels together simply because they're on the right same current and they've started at the same time. Yeah, they will finish at the same time. When you go to the other side and you see the ex-spouse, be it a good one or a bad one, they're probably a good friend of yours, probably a father or mother. And the lessons that you would have learned for you to determine that it was a bad experience, and you didn't say that was my word, you might just be able to realize that it was a teaching opportunity or a learning opportunity. It's not necessarily bad. I like to say this, and people don't want to know that, but if you were to go back to the other side and you were to meet up on John Lewis, or you were to meet up on John Lennon or Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, all these do-gooders that's done very well in this life, you'll probably see them hanging out with the other people that hadn't done so good within our lives. Because when whatever you learn here, it was only for here, and you picked it up here. You didn't bring it with you. For example, at birth, when you showed up, you had all these fantastic ideas, and maybe your purpose was prevalent in your hands at the time. But as you've journeyed through life, your journey may have led you away from what your purpose was supposed to be. So when we talk about what we talk about on the show, generally we lean towards finding our purpose. Therefore, we can make our lives a little bit more successful and happy. If it's not, and I'm not suggesting that it might not be, but knowing your purpose is a great step towards living a more fulfilled life. Yeah, you are going to see your ex. Don't worry about it. It won't be the same experience. Guaranteed. So I just thought I'd cover that up and go through all of it. And it's interesting because, yeah, a lot of people here don't want to see some people, the enemies was one of her words. And the ex-partners and whatnot. You are going to see everybody. And I'll just say this. If that person is not in this life anymore, if they have passed, they're still with you. They're still around, because once you've put the body down, you merge or you become all that there is. The spiritual existence is everywhere. It's not up there. It's not down there, over there. It's everywhere. It's like once you're in the ocean, the water, so if you submerge yourself in the ocean, the water is everywhere, above you, beneath you, around you, beside you. You know, so the same thing happens if somebody that you've known in this life has passed. They're still available. They're still there. Will they hear you? Absolutely. Will they experience what you're experiencing? Absolutely. Just that we may not have the same communication with them. If there was a connection between you and that person, a good, strong bond, love between mother and child or spouses, whatnot, that person is more connected to you and will be able to hear you or you hear them. If there was no love or no connection, there is no connection. The connectivity, the source or the conductor is what the love is. If there's no love or no caring of any sort, you're not connected to that person or that spiritual person. They would not be able to communicate with you as well as the love of a grandmother or the grandchild or the spouse or whatever it is. There's that connectivity. I had an experience, and I may have said this before in the show, I had an experience a few years ago. I was coming home from work late one night, and I fell asleep at the wheel. That happens. I was too tired. But I heard my mother's voice as clear as you could probably hear me calling me by my full name. And I jumped and wake up and realized where I was and moved on and was able to do something about my falling asleep. So I heard it, and it had to have been something I can identify with. And that person called me, got my attention, and I was awake. That was my experience. Now, a lot of people could tell you about things that they've experienced, unexplained things that happened to them where they've been told. And you hear me talk a lot about the gut feelings. It's never wrong. It's never wrong. It cannot deceive you. It cannot mislead you. Cannot lie to you. I suppose that's deceive. And it's with you always, from birth until you go back. From the minute you've come until the minute you go back. Those guides, years ago, I thought they would rotate throughout your lives. You could meet or be with many different guides. That's going to help you through different stages of your life. But the ones that you come with, those are the ones who are going to be with you forever. And you follow this throughout all of life. That's the reality. That's how things work. You will always be connected to the spiritual guides all the time. It doesn't change. You're never, ever alone. This is why we say wake up. Why do I talk about spirituality so much? I tend to think that if you were to sit still, learn how to tap into the other world or connect yourself. You are connected. Be familiar with it and bring yourself to a place where you can have open communication through meditation, through whatever method, maybe through your dreams, because that's also an excellent source. You will definitely wake up to a higher level of consciousness, and you will also learn not to sweat the small stuff. And the minute you realize that it's all relatively small stuff, that'll be the end of the sweating. Wake up to that reality. We talk about spirituality all the time. And of course, you could walk away. Now, people, and I've been watching a lot of the NDE the near-death experiences, and they talk about the same thing. They're all telling the same story. And when they go, and this is people from many different parts of the world who's never met each other, and they'll tell you they were able to see their bodies. They stood back and see the bodies laying on the ground because they've experienced an out-of-body experience. And they're going into, and I used to say, what a crock of crap when I heard this many, many years ago, the light. But it's the love of everything that there is, all that there is. And they follow it instantaneously. They meet their ancestors, their former friends, their relatives. Yes, and maybe the ex-spouses or the person that you deemed as enemy. That's just a label, by the way. They don't necessarily have to be an enemy. They could be a great teacher. You might have interpreted it in the wrong way. But you instantaneously would be reunited with all these people that's been a part of your life on the other side. So you wake up to that reality. Wake up to that reality. That's what we're trying to, and that's why we speak so much about spirituality. That's why we speak so much about waking up. And I say it all the time, wake up to that reality. Thank you. Have we got anything there, sir? Anything else?
We do. Let's see here. Tess wants to know, do you believe in sin? And if you do, what is your definition of sin? And Mike wants to know already about your book. Back to you.
Okay. Let's go with the book. I'll do the book. Actually, I'll do it right now. It's Barrington Awaken, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. And it gets you on the path of spirituality. I wrote this one and I needed you people to just to understand that there's a lot more than there is out there. There's a lot more. So this is a little guide, a book to get you to understand the path that you're on and to get you to a better place, to just an opening, if you want to call it an introductory. Okay. That's the book. It's available to you at Amazon, Barrington, Awaken Ascension Guide, and you could purchase it from Amazon. Tess, sin. Okay. Do I believe in sin? Well, the word sin comes from the old Greek word, I think, or somewhere there. It talks about fail, and it's to fail. And if you're a sinner, then you would have failed, meaning that you wouldn't comply to all the rules that were laid out for you. Then you're a sinner, you have failed. You didn't follow these rules. So the word sin, that's where it originates from. Is it real? Well, how could you be a failure? You are here. You're immaculate and you're perfect. You cannot be sinner or failed. You see, we're supposed to, if we didn't follow the guides according to how it was laid out to us, people point in our face and say, you're a sinner and you're going to hell. Okay, well, neither of those exist. And maybe I did hear that. Neither of these exist. And no, you're not going to go to that H-E double hockey stick place because that's not real. And the whole idea of sin is just a made up phrase to tell you to straight up and fly right and act better, to be more like what you, and I said this earlier in the monologue, that we are taught to think that we're not good enough. Therefore, we should work harder to be better, to be, you know, more holier than thou, if that's the reason. But the sin concept is made up to tell you that you're not following the rules. You have failed. So the sin, if somebody is accusing you of being a sin or a sinner, you're simply saying you're not doing what I'm doing. Therefore, you're not, you know, I'm better than you or whatever. But it's not a law that's written down anywhere. And we're not condemned and our soul is not going anywhere, especially down there. When they talk about a sin, it simply means that you're not following the rules that was laid out for you. The question becomes, am I supposed to? Do we have the same path? Are we on the same journey? Do we have the same, you know, what if I'm supposed to be the tamer and you're supposed to be the lion? You know, like we can't be doing the same things. When somebody's telling you that you're a sinner, just smile and realize they don't know what they're talking about. And the word sin simply just means that we're not complying, which is probably a good thing because we're going against our own grades. We're going against our own methods of teachings, our own method of what we should be doing, as opposed to what we're actually doing. And if you're starting to feel guilty because you're not doing something that you think you're supposed to be doing, or somebody's telling you this is how you should be doing it, you think you're committing a sin, you're not doing that. Actually, the sin is you're holding yourself back. You're stopping yourself. You're holding yourself back from what you're supposed to be. You're amazing. You are perfect. And you will accomplish everything. If you put it to the mind first, you can accomplish it, all things. But you need to know that. You need to wake up. You need to stand up and realize that you are amazing. And there's so much more to our life than the body that gets out of bed every morning at 7 o'clock and fight with the traffic and go to work and put in so many hours here, then come home and you do it forever. Until you get fed up or till they let you go because you're not pulling your weight anymore, pardon the expression. Now, when you know there's so much more to you, you will instantaneously make other decisions. For one, you want to learn more. You want to inquire more. And by the way, the more knowledge you get of what exists in life, the more you'll realize how much you don't know. You remember, and I've said this in the past, when we were teenagers, man, we knew everything. We were the smartest ones ever, and the parents didn't get it. But then as we got older and realized, well, maybe what we thought we knew wasn't everything. And at this age, what I think I know isn't everything. And as you go up the ladder, the higher up you go, the more you will see. So you'll start to realize there's so much more. I would love for people to be concerned, or not concerned, but interested enough just to see what else is there. As you take a journey towards understanding spirituality and you vow to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, you will inevitably start to see, pardon the expression, the light. The higher up you go, the more you'll see, and the more you see, the more you realize how little we know. And we spend a lot of our time listening to somebody standing up on a podium somewhere or wherever in front of on the TV and telling us that we're sinned, or that we're wrong, or that we're not living the life the way we're supposed to live it, or that we're doing something wrong. How would they possibly know what my purpose is to be able to tell me I'm not doing it right? A lot of the times, this message that's been given to us is geared towards betterment of the person delivering the message or giving you the guides to follow. Wake up. Our reality is what we talk about, and our lives, we know very little about it. We think we show up day one, live, I don't know, 100 years nowadays, and then we go home. When you do go home, like I said, your friends will congratulate you for having gone through the gauntlet, if you want to call it that. And you've gone through the human experience. You've gone through that life. Everybody that you've experienced or met, every thought, you will be introduced to. Your families or relatives or ancient people that's already passed through, you will realize, oh, that was my uncle before. That was my brother before. This is my son now. And it's as if you're playing a game. If you're familiar with the play Romeo and Juliet, and you watch the performance go on the stage, and they do what they do when they, you know, they fight each other. The Montagues and the Capulets are fighting, and the scene's over. They close the curtain. That symbolizes the day of your leaving the body. Behind the scene, when the curtain's over, they get up, they brush off their whatever they've got, put the swords down, shake each other's hand. They go, come on, that was an amazing performance. Let's go get a beer. And they move on. That's the spiritual world. That's the spiritual side. I hope you're following that. So you're watching the performance, you're seeing what happened. A lot of people do know or are familiar with that story. And the curtains closed would be symbolizing the death or the leaving of this body. And behind it, the spirit, the soul continues. And all these people that were performing that show, that play, they're all friends. And they've been together for more than that one night, rehearsing and practicing what they're going to do. When the show is done, the guy who killed the the bad guy, if there's one in that show, they're still friends. And that scene is over and it's, hey, good man, good dive and a good slash or whatever the case may be. And they move on together. Well, that's what happens when we exit this body. We reunite with the other existence in another world, in the spiritual world. We're still connected to it. We're not the body. The soul resides within the body. The mind delivers the message through it. It's being interpreted by the brain that tells the body what's to do, how to do it. Not what to do, how to do it. The what to do part comes from the mind. Don't spend a lot of your time sweating the small stuff. It is all relatively small. We need to live this life. We need to enjoy this life. We need to make sure that we get the best out of this life, because that's why we're here. That's why we've made this conscious decision on the other side to show up here and live. We're living. If you're not happy, if you're into, if you're feeling some form of depression or addictions or something like that, through meditation, this will guide you more connected to the spiritual guides that's there to help you. They are there, they're standing with you all, they're sitting or whatever you're doing with you all the time. They've never left and they never will leave. They can't. Their job is to get you to where you need to go. They're with you all the time. This is why I say you're never alone. If there's something you need and you are able, if you're not well and you want the cure, I'm not going to say anything negative about the things, the people who has all the solution by a prescription. I'm simply going to say you can go in and we have this ability to heal ourselves, but you have to open the channel. You have to be able to get the communication from the real physician, the real healers that could tell you how to heal the body. If you follow the near-death experience and the people talk about having gone through all of that, they tell you. Right off the bat. First of all, a lot of them don't really want to come back because over there is so nice, so sweet. But you have an obligation here. You have a responsibility here. You may have family and friends and everything here. And we tend to feel that we need to be here for them, with them, to help them, to guide them. And we've taken on that role. If you've got something to do, one particular podcast I was listening to about a lady who, in her moments of her last moments on this earth, before she came back, she realized that she had something to do with her now younger brother, who was at some point older brother. And she decided to come back because if she had left and went to the other side, this person wouldn't be able to finish the task. You know, if they were gonna play jump rope or something like that, you need the two of them to do it. I don't know what that was. She didn't know what it was and she didn't mention it. The point being, they had a choice to leave. And we do have the choice as to when we're leaving. I think it's pre-written. And I've talked about where the library that exists, where all the histories are written down. We, unfortunately, has the ability, while we're still in the human body, to be able to access everything on the spiritual world. Very high level of meditation, very high level of all these things. I don't even know where the gate is, let alone trying to get there. But the point is that it's still possible. You could still be physically connected to the body as we are today and still access readily what's available on the spiritual side. So we say, wake up, study spirituality. This is why we talk about it so, so much. So much, because it's our guide. A lot of people are happy, and I've heard the phrase many times, that ignorance is bliss. Is it? Or we just try to tell ourselves that simply because we don't have to do the extra work. It doesn't take much work for you just to allow what is natural to happen. If it's not true, you won't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, you won't take it. If it's wrong and you're consciously aware of it being wrong, stop doing it. As you decide to live your life that way, you're shaping, you're preparing yourself, you're getting ready for the journey of a spiritual walk. You have to be pure and honest with yourself. Be consciously aware of what you're saying to people, what you're doing to people, how you're, the impact you have on people. Take the path. Take the steps. Learn about the spiritual way of life. Whatever religion, whatever you follow, whatever you are taught as a child, it doesn't take away from what is the constant truth. And there is a truth. At the end of our journey, you will know, some will know now, it's the best thing to do. But at the end of the journey, everything reveals itself and you are going home. Will you come back? A lot of people do because they've missed their mark in this journey. Some chooses not to come back. There are other worlds that exist out there that is only connected through the spiritual aspect of life. You can't access this from where we stand today. But it's like the Grand Central Station. And when you finish this life, you're going to end up going there. And there are other worlds that exist. Not part of this show, not part of what I talk about. My journey is to get you to the Grand Central Station and for you to enjoy all that there is on this side as a spiritual being, as a human, a spiritual existence in a human's body. You did make that conscious decision to be here. Work it. Don't at any point feel that you're lesser than anyone else. And I've said this too many times. We've come from the same cloth, or we're all fruit from the same tree. And may have different flavors, but the thing is, it's still earth from the ground up. And we live our lives. So we say, wake up to that reality. We talk about it all the time. This is why I spend so much time talking about spiritual growth, spiritual journey, our destination, what we're going to end up doing, what we're supposed to be doing. Wake up. Wake up and live the life you want to live. And for those, like I said, if you're fighting with addictions, you're fighting with substance abuse or whatever the case may be, allow yourself to get on the path of a spiritual guidance. As you're on this path, you're more exposed or more connected or more familiar with the guides that is there to help you. And as you're going on the journey, you will learn how to correct these things. I have a good friend of mine who told me she had a conversation with God and they spoke. And I said, okay. And I listened very well. She goes, but at the time, I said to her, at the time, you were heavily in substance abuse involved. Well, yeah, but. And I said, well, there you go. Once you've brought yourself down to this point where you say you're going to hit rock bottom, our observer will say, all right, you've effed up enough. I'm taking over right now. And they will take control of it, guide you back to where you're supposed to be. If it's not your time to go, it won't be your time to go. The observer is the one that sits there and says nothing. They just watch you do what you do. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. This is why we talk about spirituality so much. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You cannot live, or you should not live this life being afraid. You cannot. And don't be afraid of where, should you make the wrong decisions and end up in that place that's not real, the fictitious place we call the hell place. It doesn't exist, so don't fear it. It doesn't exist. Neither does the other place I've talked about many times. There's home. And home is where you belong. Home is where you've come from to come to this place. And when you're finished, you are going to go back home where all things are great. You may never know your purpose as you're here. Some of us, a lot of us, go through this entire life not knowing their purpose. And that's why we live so many different lives. Like I said, the performance and the Romeo and Juliet play has been involved in a lot of plays. One time they were the villain, the next time they might have been the victim, or the reinforcement of the law, or simply the mother, I don't know, or the father. But you play different roles. When we've come and circled through this existence so many different times, you will play a different role. One of my past life regression was, I was a daughter. My wife in this life was my mother in another life. Frightening. But that's how it was. And I was able to meet a lot of different people and see where they fell in my other lives, in the lives that I've passed. Apparently, one of the life I was in a warplane. And one of the guys that's worked for me for many years was my partner in this warplane, and we went down. That's one of the lives. Now, we could talk about many different lives that we've experienced. If you want to have your own experience of that, there's something called past life regressions. There's some people that are awesome with it, and they could take you through this meditative state and let you see the lives that you've lived, some of them, and hundreds of them that some people has lived. I was told that I'm on 50. This is 51. This is life 51. I don't know how accurate that was. I didn't do a count, but I've had the opportunity to experience some of the different lives that I've had. And I've done that with my children as well, just to see where they've come from and why they come to live with us. I've mentioned to you in the past that our children choose us. We didn't choose them. They choose us to be their parents for whatever reason. Sometimes I get a good laugh out of it, but for whatever reason, we'll never know. But they chose this path to be on. Our lives are a lot more complex than we know. We have no clue. We're only seeing the little tip of the iceberg, and there's a massive piece of it on the other side, somewhere else. So we say, wake up. When you return, you will be greeted. You will be congratulated. You will be welcome home. As you hear me say every week, welcome home. Take a path to understand what that home would feel like. Do we have anything else there, sir?
We do. Let's see here. When we die and pass, as you say, are we able to communicate with people here to warn them of things? That's from Brad. Ralph wrote in. Ralph said, I am a brand new listener from Tacoma, Washington. Thank you, Ralph. Johnson wants to know, is there such thing as purgatory? That's from Johnson. And last one here. Andrew said, Barrington, who told you that you are on life number 51? I am curious. From Andrew, back to you.
That's interesting, Andrew. It was a while ago. And I don't trust the source. I don't want to reveal the source. I don't understand why that's even interesting. Anyway, I was just told that, and I've done many studies. I don't trust the source simply because the source has proven itself to be not trustworthy. But it was life 50, and this is going to be supposedly the end of it. And I now know it's not the case at all. As to how many that I've lived, I don't know. I will know one day because I vow to keep going and get bigger and stronger in this study that I'm doing. But I don't, it's not relevant. Sorry, I know you're asking that question because you're generally curious. But for somebody to be very specific as to tell you how many lives that you've lived, that's a really, really good talent, amazing talent. The source that I got mine from is not trustworthy because they've not trustworthy, so I don't believe that anymore. And since then, I vowed to find out my own. I will not reveal that simply because I don't think it's necessary that we talk about it. I could simply tell you that I don't trust that source anymore. Okay, so Johnson, purgatory has been a hot topic, and every time I talk about purgatory, I get feedback and pushback and a whole bunch of things. Purgatory was a word that was made up in the Catholicism or the Catholic religion to state that if you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to stay in purgatory until you pay your debt. You know, that you, I don't know, if you didn't do the offerings or the this or that, you're going to end up there, and there you're going to stay there until you've covered all the what you're supposed to pay, and then you could move into heaven. Or I guess if you don't pay the debt, you could move into hell, but it's all fictitious. Purgatory is just a word that was made up, and it doesn't mean anything. Is there purgatory? No. Once you step out of this, you step into that. There's no between. The debts are penalties or karma that you may have to pay here. It's all done simply because of the body. And the minute you leave it, you're good. There is no such a place as purgatory. You rebirth, and we never die, and life does go on. When you step out of this body, you step into the next life, which is the spiritual existence. Without a body, there is no such place as purgatory. I hope that the answer is satisfying for you, Johnson. Ralph, thank you for joining the show. Today is very deep, and we've gone all over the place this morning in trying to get all the answers out. But I appreciate you taking the time to drop us a line. I hope you enjoy the show. Of course, I don't know how much of it you've caught, or maybe all of it. You realize the intent here is to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. The intent here is to let you realize that the life that you're living is so much more. It is so much bigger, so much more involved that we can possibly do. They say we only use 10% of our brain, or 15%. I've met others who probably uses less, but my point being, that was a joke, I'm just saying that the point being is that the mind is the brain is the interpreter. Why do I keep mixing that up? Is the interpreter of the mind. The brain is the interpreter of the mind. And whenever you get this idea, you put it into the brain and the brain goes to work. They're separate, completely separate. And it's, you know, one's the boss and one's the manager, I'd imagine, if that's what you want to call it. And the boss will tell the manager how to manage, and that action will be taken care of. What does this say? Brad, dying in the past? Oh, I'm sorry. I've completely missed Brad's
Brad wants to know that when you pass on and go to that other place, are you able to communicate with people here on Earth and perhaps warn them of something that may happen?
That's what I've got here. Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Gary and Brad. Sorry about that. Okay. So when you say warn them, you're probably, you know, it sounds as if they're doing something wrong, or they're about to do something wrong. You know, we can't inform them of the lottery number, obviously. If there's no connection between you and that person, of the connection of love, there you're not going to be able to communicate with that person, or they're not, risen up to that level of being able to have that communication. Most often, we don't have a communication simply because there's this life and there's that life, and you've chosen this life to live as a janitor or a doctor or electrician, and that person that you're thinking you want to come back and warn is probably had their own path and did their own thing, and then you'll realize that your warning may just be interrupting with their plans. So no, you will not be able to tell them to get off their horse and, you know, swim across a river or do that. I remember an old joke of two buddies that played baseball. It's a joke. Two buddies that played baseballs for many years. One was a pitcher and one was a catcher. And one, the catcher passed away, and you know, he had promised to come back and tell the pitcher how life is on the other side in heaven. And of course, life goes on, time goes on. Eventually the catcher shows up and says, Hey, it's amazing. Heaven's fantastic. I have some bad news for you though, because tomorrow you're pitching in the major game. And the joke is that he's going to die tonight, but it was just a joke. The point is, no, we don't have that ability to just pop in and say, here's a lottery number. Here's that new car that you wanted. Let me get rid of that bad ex that you have. No, it doesn't work that way, because you've come to a realization that the person that's in this body in this life is living the one that they choose. And when you go back and you go over there, that person who was probably your worst enemy, probably took your life in this life, is not your enemy on that side, because the enemy does not exist. Everything that happens for a reason, and the people that you're not having fun with right now, well, you will be living with them and having a good time on the other side. So it's the body. It's being a body, being a human being, having this ego. I've always said, you know, when you make an important decision decisions in your life, tell your ego to sit down, take back seat. You're going to make the decision on your own. Don't allow the ego into the decision making. because they're only thinking of themselves. That could cause you a lot of heartaches and pain. I was just having a conversation with that this morning. But the ego will make you do all these things that you don't want to do, that you're not supposed to do. But it makes you look good, feel important, do all these things. Tell the ego to take the back seat and sit down. No, you cannot come back and warn them. And when you use the word warning them, it's as if they're doing something wrong. You can't determine the right or the wrong based on the fact that you don't understand their purpose. If you're on the other side, then you could see it all. You're connected to all of it. And the God that exists is in all everything that has life. The bug that crawls across the floor, or the skunk that's on the road, or the person that you're sharing your life with. God is in every single one of them, and so is that soul. And if they're just evil and mean or bad in your interpretation, it simply means that they're not doing life the way you want them to do life. You are amazing, and you need to know that. You need to know that you have that power within you to change the things that you're not happy with. You could be here as somebody else's teacher. And you've heard me say that many times about a relative of mine. And I, when I was younger, I would say, oh my God, what now? When I got older, I realized that he was teaching me what not to do. And that was amazing. So the lessons that you're learning, and if you're going to call somebody your enemy, step back from it for a little bit and wonder and figure out, what am I learning? What am I learning? Well, if you keep going to the same bar and you keep picking up the same guy and you keep treating you like a horrible blah, 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 you're not learning anything. And if you're using the same bait to catch if you're fishing the same pond with the same bait, you are going to catch the same fish. But often enough, you don't look at the catch. You look at the catcher and realize that you may have to make a couple adjustments yourself. Because if you're bringing these people in, it's by the mind, or maybe your presence, or the what you're trying to show. Change the bait. You'll catch a different fish. Thank you all for listening to the Barrington Show today. I really appreciate you being there. I hope I did go deep. A lot of the great questions, I appreciate it. I hope you have an understanding. I hope you follow spirituality. Take your own path. Don't take anybody's. Don't take mine. Find your own path, and it's easy to do. You get rid of the things that you don't like, and you start doing the things that you enjoy at your expense, not somebody else's expense. And that means physically, emotionally, mentally, and all that stuff. Find your own path as you study and you become more spiritually connected. You will find the path a lot easier, and you will not have time to be the bully, to be mean, or need to be the bully, to be mean. If you're finding that you're constantly aggressive towards other people, you have to step back and realize you're so busy showing them how mean you could be, you're not even mindful of you showing them how weak and insecure that you truly are. Wake up. We've all been cut from the same cloth. We've all come from the same place. Your guides are there to guide you, to bring you through life. Your guides will never leave you. Wake up and understand you don't have a lot of time, but you have quality time. And this is what we want you to understand. You've got quality time. Your most valuable currency that exists here is time. And when you go back to the other world, there's no such thing because you're there forever. I don't know if they've got a Seiko watch or any of those things because they don't have arms to wear them on. That makes sense. So pay attention to what you do. Learn a spiritual guideline, a spiritual life, and you will live. And be mindful that when we view the pyramid of the water, it's just the tip of the iceberg that we're seeing, and there's a lot more to it. You hold it to yourself to try to figure out what is that, a massive amount of information that is there for everyone to step towards. Thank you for your time. I hope I didn't throw you off today. We did cover some very deep stuff, but as usual, meditate. Meditate. Oh, yeah. And meditate. These things will be cleared to you. It takes a long time for you to get cleared, for you to understand. Thank you and have a great week. We will talk next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.